And we are pleased to have with us Alice Coffey. Alice is a talk line expert for Butterball Turkey. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we have made a tradition of checking in with the folks at Butterball Turkey on the hotline or the talk line. And Alice, so glad that and grateful that you can join us this evening.
Well, thank you very much. I hope everyone is out there thinking about Thanksgiving next week already.
Listen, I think about Thanksgiving at this time of the year at all times of the year. So to me, it's always timely. How long have you worked for Butterball as a talk line expert?
Well, actually, I've been here about 18 years already.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think
just kind of a nice part. Just kind of a nice part-time job, huh?
It's a wonderful job. Yeah, we work November and December. It is part-time, so... yeah, it's a wonderful job, and we have 50 experts here.
Oh my gosh.
That are all food science degreed from college, and they also, you know, have full-time jobs as dietitians or educators in schools, and they do this, you know, when they get out. So it's a lot of fun. We see the same girls every year. And
so how does one become a Butterball Turkey expert? I mean, what do you have to? I assume that you have to know how to bake a turkey. That would be number
right.
one, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, like I said, we all have degrees in a food-related science. Starting out, and then what we do every year is we go through Butterball University, and we do.
I'm sorry, you go where? You go where?
Butterball University.
Ah.
So we train everyone. We have.
They have a good football team this year, I think.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. You know, lots of cheerleaders, but no
I'll
football
bet.
Team.
I'll bet.
We have the freshman training that are the first 3 years that you're on the talk line. You go in October, and you go and cook all the turkeys as many different ways as we can think of, usually up to about 12, 15 different ways.
Hmm.
And then we have the big lineup, and we compare them and talk about them. How did they turn out? So, you know, we actually fry a turkey. We would do one in a microwave. We do one covered pan and, you know, everything.
All
you can
the various
think of.
Times.
Yeah, so we're familiar with that. And then we have 2 days of advanced training, which we go into, you know, food safety, and we talk about other products that Butterball carries, and you know, it's just a lot of fun and very inspiring. Get you going, get you in the mood to get going here.
So, if a person wanted to be a turkey talk line expert, how do people apply, or what?
Oh,
how does
sure,
that,
they call us up, and then we have a director, Mary Klingman, and we she'll. Have a talk with you, and mm-hmm. yeah, we are always looking for people who are interested in that kind of a part-time job. It's fun.
Now, let me ask you this, Alice.
Sure.
You've got 50 talk line experts.
Right.
How many guys?
How
many
men? You know, we don't have any, but
I knew
we're
it.
Open
I
to,
knew
we're
it.
Open to in, having some men. We
I
are
knew it.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know,
what does
men,
that say about that?
Right, I don't know. Although we do, you know, we've gotten seriously into frying turkeys, and
yeah.
we do have the guys from Masterbuilt come out every year and show us how to fry with their indoor fryer. So we you know, we do have some men who are interested in cooking turkeys. So.
Now, see, I'm a guy, if I applied, it's because, and I know you've never heard this before, and I want to apologize this one for this one up front, but I'd like to do it just because I like to talk turkey.
Oh,
I bet
okay.
you've never heard that before, have you?
You know, it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to talk about holidays, people's holidays, you know. They're getting together with their families, and people are coming from all over.
Oh,
and
sure.
Yeah, some families are very small. Maybe maybe you are talking to some young adults who are in the city, and they aren't going to be able to go home because they have to work Friday, so they're doing their turkeys for the first time. So
in a normal day, and I'm sure probably as it gets closer to Thanksgiving or maybe even Christmas, it's more. But in an average day, how many calls do you field, Alice?
Well, we can, you know, we actually field about 12,000 calls on Thanksgiving Day. So the days before going up to that, we don't have a full staff of 50 plus, but we have almost a full staff, 35 to 40, and then it just builds up and builds up.
Now, on Thanksgiving Day, out of 12,000 calls, how many are, it's 2 hours till dinner and my turkey is still partially frozen?
Oh, that's our number one call. number one call. Everyone is decided on Wednesday night to go out and buy the biggest turkey they can find.
Sure.
And they call us and they want to know how to thaw it. So thawing is the number one question. And we, you know, we have ways of saving their day if they don't want to eat. You know, if they want, if it's okay if they eat later in the
sure,
day, then we can do that.
Then you can help them out a little.
Yeah, we can help them out.
And unfortunately, the potatoes and all the rest of it will be not quite be a little cooler. But
yeah.
Now, you mentioned, I want to remind our listeners, we're visiting with Alice Coffey. Alice is a Butterball Turkey Talk Lane expert. You mentioned, can you microwave a turkey?
Yes, you can microwave a turkey.
And obviously not a real big one.
No, it would have to be small, under 12 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And the people that call us about that are people who are, for instance, staying in a vacation home, and
oh,
they
sure.
don't have an oven that's working. So it is a little time-consuming. It's something you have to be attentive to because the juices keep gathering and you have to empty the juices. But it is possible to do it that way.
Now, let's say you had a 10-pound turkey, and
uh-huh.
it fitted. How do you microwave that turkey? First of all, now you don't recommend cooking a turkey with stuffing in it anymore, do you?
Oh yeah, we
oh, you do. Can you
yeah,
cook? Can
sure.
you cook it
you
with? Can you cook it with stuffing in a microwave?
No, I don't think we would recommend that.
Okay.
It's going to be a little tricky to get the heat into the center of the microwave.
Uh huh.
So, but when microwaving, what you're basically going to do is put it on 50% power and do it about 8 minutes per pound.
Oh, okay.
So you divide it into four intervals, and then each interval, you have to put a browning sauce on it because if you want it to look attractive, it doesn't really get brown in a microwave.
Sure.
You have to rotate it, and in those four intervals, and drain the juices from it. So it's.
Oh, I see.
It's possible, and, you know, we can certainly, you know, help anybody out at 1-800-BUTTERBALL if they're really going to attempt to do that.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I should have done that at the start. What is the number to call if the to talk turkey, it says? 1-800-BUTTERBALL. So that's 800-288-8372 is the button.
Yes, that's correct. And we are here. We're happy to talk to anybody in particular who wants to call us if they have a situation in their kitchen, you know, the pan doesn't work or the oven doesn't work
mm-hmm.
or too many people walked in the door at the last minute. Now they've got uncles and aunts coming out the woodwork. We're happy to help them out.
Send out for hamburgers. You know, one of the things that interested me, Alice, was, and obviously I don't know why it doesn't surprise me, I guess, but it interested me. You're online, www.butterball.com. You're on Facebook. There's a Cookbook Plus app on Apple products. You have a Butterball log. So all of these, you know, the current...
ways to reach us, yes.
Has that cut down on the call, the direct calls?
No.
It hasn't.
No, I mean, people still want to talk to somebody. Although, you know, maybe the younger people wouldn't bother calling us. But as far as the people cooking Thanksgiving, we still get tons of calls. So it hasn't, toned down the phone ringing at all.
Interesting. Now, the lines are open from, is it October? No.
They're starting November 1st. We finish on the Christmas Eve.
Okay.
December 24th. So we are available if people want to call us. And, you know, there's many ways to reach us. Like you said, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest.
Do they have a separate group of people that deal with the electronics as opposed to the phones?
Well, this year, as a matter of fact, we got our whole office all redecorated. And it's very fancy. And we now have a little corner that we call our media social center. And there's three gals sitting there who are working solely on all those media, you know, calls, like Twitter and Facebook.
Sure.
And we have live chat. So if you go to butterball.com, you can click on any of these different ways to reach us.
And I
or
want to
you
remind,
can even click on get more information about our Butterball Cookbook Plus app.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and so maybe those people that are on that, they like to type more than talk, maybe.
Well, actually, they're all very experienced Butterball Turkey Talk Line ladies. So they've all been... They all have more than 15 years experience, but they are, they work in other jobs where they're very savvy with the media things, and so they're good at it,
Well, let's go back to the, because maybe if it hasn't happened to somebody, they probably live in fear of it, that it's 10 o'clock, you're supposed to be serving the turkey at noon, it's a it's a 16-pound turkey, and apparently the oven went out because it's still half frozen. What do we do?
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, and, you know, that's two problems. So you've got the, if the oven, if the, first of all, the turkey is still not thawed completely.
That's what I meant. Let's say the turkey, the oven's working, but it's not thawed.
Okay, so what you can do is it's going to take 30 minutes a pound in cold water. So you leave it in the original package. And I do suggest that people get out an ice chest, or I'm sure most people have that, or in a bathroom, or a tub in the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to put your turkey in cold water. It's going to take 30 minutes a pound, so a 16-pound turkey will take 8 hours. So that's not very fast. But it, I mean, that's if it's hard frozen. So if it's partially frozen, you'll be able to thaw it, you know, in less time, and then. Even if it's still quite icy on the inside with the neck, you can still go ahead and put it in the oven.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it will just, you know, the important thing is to bring your turkey toolkit to the table when you're cooking for Thanksgiving dinner. And what I mean by that is you want to make sure you have ready a pan for the turkey, a meat thermometer, some Reynolds wrap aluminum foil, and most important, you want to have that meat thermometer that you can put in the turkey to make sure it's completely cooked.
And where do you, when you insert the thermometer to find out if your turkey is done, where do you put it, and at what temperature are you looking for?
Well, the important thing is to put it in the thigh of the turkey, which is the fatty part under the drumstick, and you want that to go up to 180.
Uh-huh.
And if you have stuffing in your turkey, you want the stuffing to go up to 165.
Oh, so you're doing a double, taking a double temperature.
Yeah, I always suggest to people that that's, you check the stuffing and make sure that that heat really gets into the center of the stuffing.
Hmm.
And then you're perfectly good.
And if, let's assume that people were able to start thawing their turkey earlier. How do you recommend to thaw out a turkey? When do you, you know, is it best to just put it in the refrigerator, and how long before? And
yeah, the rule of thumb is to and the easiest thing is to go ahead and put it in the refrigerator. I think most people will be probably thinking about Thanksgiving and buying it this weekend when they do their grocery shopping. So when you take it home, just go ahead and put it right in the refrigerator. It takes one day, 24 hours for every 4 pounds. So a 16-pound turkey is going to take 4 full days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday would be the 4th day. Even after it's completely thawed, it's good for 3 to 4 days after that. So you want to get it done early.
As with everything, planning is key, isn't it?
Planning is key. That's right. That's
now,
right.
Now, what would you say? You've been at this 18 years, Alice.
Yeah.
What's the most memorable call you've ever received working on the talk line?
Oh, I've had so many amazing calls, and the people who, you know, really talk to wonderful people. We've had one lady that was married 3 times. The first time she forgot to thaw the turkey for Thanksgiving. The second husband,
probably that was right afterwards, I would say.
Yeah, probably right after. Yeah, and then with the second husband. She put the turkey in a foil pan, but it was a heavy turkey, so when she took it out of the oven, the turkey pan bent and the turkey flew across the kitchen floor.
Oh, boy.
So we do recommend if you use a foil pan to support it with a cookie sheet.
Yeah.
And that'll give you some support and help. So the third time she called us and she said, well, now she's married to the third husband, and she wanted to make sure she was doing everything right, so she planned ahead and called us and got all the right information.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Now, you know, you hear a lot of talk, discussion about frozen turkey to fresh turkey. In terms of taste, in terms of moistness and all of the rest of that, is there any difference really between a frozen turkey and a fresh turkey, you know, once it gets cooked?
Well, really, no. Once it's cooked, really, you'd have to have them side by side to even notice the difference. The most important thing is to not overcook the turkey. Mm-hmm. One of our golden tips that we have is to, when you're cooking it, about two-thirds of the way through, put a lightweight piece of foil over the turkey breast.
Yep.
And that'll bring up the temperature of the legs, but it'll kind of slow down the breast temperature. So that would be the most important thing. But as far as taste, the fresh turkeys have a little bit less basting injected into them, which is basically just a salt and water solution. It's like brining a turkey. So
the frozen ones
have a little bit more added to it, and that keeps that, you know, the turkey tender and delicious every
time.
Yeah.
We have been visiting with Alice Coffey. Alice is a 18-year veteran of Butterball Turkey Talkland expert. She's a graduate of Butterball University. And
I have a question, Bob, about one that we haven't. I was waiting to see if it came up.
Okay.
I've recently read about steaming a turkey before you bake it. What do you know about that, and what's your recommendation?
Steaming it by putting water in the pan.
Steaming it by putting in a large stock pot. Steaming it for a half an hour, pulling it out of the steam, and then roasting it after that. I read this in the New York Times.
Oh, you did? Well, I'm sure they know what they're talking about.
Did I bring up something that you haven't been asked?
No. We've actually, you know, we do try different things like that, but steaming the meat ahead of time, first of all, would be dangerous in the kitchen because you're pulling a turkey out of hot boiling water. And then putting it in the oven, it would not add anything to the cooking or the taste of the turkey at all. I don't see any benefit to it at all.
They did that instead of brining it.
Oh, instead of brining
it.
Yeah,
to make it tender.
The brining only works if you use salt water.
Mm-hmm.
That's what brining is. Putting it, and the cells are absorbing the water through because of the salt that's in it. But steaming it is only going to start cooking it on the outside. So then when you go to bake it, it's going to have a drier, crustier edge on the breast meat. So
we'll
not recommend that. I don't know why they did recommend it. But I definitely can't see any benefit in cooking it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Alice, I want to thank you very much for joining us. And once again, if people want to call, it's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. That's 1-800-288-8372 or www.butterball.com. I want to thank you very much for taking time to visit with us this evening, and I hope you have a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. I hope you all have a great golden Thanksgiving, and I hope your dinner shines this year.